course, when it's recalled, every nigger's going to get mad because it looks like it's a reflection on him. And I think it ought to be recalled, too. But it makes a professional Southerner out of me, killing a femme that was made and circularized and makes me a censor. Like the son of a bitch, Washington Post had a testimony on water, and we told him, said, just wait till the testimony comes out. Somebody leaked it to him the night before. You'll have it verbatim, but it's not what you said is. So he didn't use it. The next day, it came out, and he got mad because a star used it. So he gave a story to the New York Times. I tried to suppress him. And that's the way they'll do you. They'll say you're suppressing film, and that's a nigger issue, and it's an explosive one. Waterruth has got a strike coming up, and that's explosive. General Motors made $3.5 billion this year. So he says they can afford a little wage increase. He's going to relieve them some of their money back. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, you're going to have lots of them, one right after another.
I don't see that they got anybody, though, that's appealing to people much. Goldwater has gone crazy. He wanted to go in the Marines yesterday. And he's just nutty as fruitcake. Rockefeller's wife ain't going to let him get off the ground. So I guess that Time Magazine and the big ones that are really doing this job, I guess they're going to have to go with Scranton. I don't believe he's appealing enough or attractive enough or... I don't think they can make image of him enough. Get over it, y'all.
No, I don't either.
All he did is 5% sales tax penalty.
I don't see that. I don't know how they're going to get off the ground. I think he'll probably go back to Nixon. Nixon or Scranton. But I don't think one of them can do any good.
Well, I wish you were coming up. If you change your mind, call me in.
Well, I will.
Anytime you ought to use this plane, call Dale.
Well, I appreciate it very much. And if you don't...
That Lockheed's still over there. You ought to buy it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it, too. Sure.
You're a damn fool if you don't buy it. It's a plane's worth a minimum of $100,000 without any question. Now, they're not selling for that, but it's got the stuff in it. It's got the radio gear. It's worth more than it's bringing. It's got the inside. Besides what is given by God, we've got plenty of dollars on the inside of it. And the only damn thing in the world you have to do is make some of your contributors contribute to that committee enough to pay for your gasoline. The only expensive thing is your pilot and your gasoline. Now, you got your pilot here, $50 a day. So if you're going to be in Austin 3 days, why, you don't have to get him. And then I'd just make me a public safety pilot and go along as a co-pilot with him, because I don't need one pilot, but they want two in there.
Yeah.
And Herman Heap would never allow two. He said that two of them distracted. He said he wouldn't allow but one on him. He never allowed but one. But you can buy it out of that damn money that the committee can buy it, out of that money we made on the dinner. It can pay for it.
Yeah, but I can't use it. Well, yeah.
Hell yes, you can use it. Every damn place they can make it available to you, that committee can. If you go into Floresville, you can go see Sam Ford. I damn sure do it. And do it in 1 minute. We use ours, chief executive, when we go on political trips, even if it's a government plane, we reimburse them. But we use them for personal trips and everything else, and the damn committee can sure do it. Unless your committee's against you.
No, the committee's not against me, but...
I think that's the best way in the world to handle it. I just say, committee, in your physical condition, that you're not in a position to be traveling unless you have a plane, you're not going to borrow a plane. So I just take it ahead of them, and what you'll do is you'll burn some gasoline, $30 an hour, but hell... What's $60 when you're going to Dallas and back and you've got 11 people? And you can just go anywhere you want to. You can stretch out. You feel like working. You got a damn good office. You're bored. And you can land 2,500 feet anywhere.
What are you all asking for?
I think 29,000, 30,000. I think he asked 35,000, but I think he said that he'd take 29 to 30.
Who's that?
Bill Willis, and we've got $65,000 cash that we put in it. Then we put 20 to 30 on radio equipment. and we put 20 to 30 on inside with all of our furnishings and stuff. And since then, we've redone some new tires. We've got two engines just got 70 hours, two spares, got to be reworked. But we got four goddamn engines on it, and it just sits down there and nobody uses it. He has to take it up and fly it enough to, you ought to make him come up and pick you up and take you to wherever you're going, time or two, and see what you think about it.
All right. Oh, good. He called me one day, and I didn't have him.
You just call him up and tell him you want to go to Longview or Floresville or wherever. You haven't got a strip down there, have you?
Building one.
I damn sure do it. That's the biggest fool thing I ever heard of. You can get a 3,000 strip. I built one to Shornos in a week. And make him take you around somewhere and see if you don't like it.
Well, I will.
Well, if you change your mind, call him.
But if we can, I will.
All right.